Eddie Shaw here, my guest today on the phone from America, Demi Lovato.
Hi.
Hi, Demi. Well, we've got a great new single, and the first time I heard it, I really thought it was going to be a big song. Did you feel the same with the first time you heard it too?
Definitely. Well, I wrote it in the studio with Max Martin, who's an incredible producer, and his team, and when we were working on it, we definitely knew that it was something special.
And it's got a summer vibe to it. I guess you didn't write it in the summer.
Yeah, well, it was actually just written probably back in April or May. It wasn't too far before we actually released the song.
Right. So we're all waiting for the album to come. You've not even given us a title for the album yet. But is this song representative of what we can expect?
If it were to represent anything, I think it would be where I'm at in my life today and my confidence.
Now, I saw you on The Voice in Australia, and it looked as though the crowd went wild when you performed it on stage. And the one thing about the song is it's got so much energy as a live song, hasn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's really fun to perform live.
Now, of course, there's big news about your own record label these days. You've teamed up with Nick Jonas to put this record label together. So not only are you a singer, an actress, but also a bit of a businesswoman as well now. Have you got a business suit to match?
No, but I have my stylist on speed dial, and so I could get one. I think it's a good excuse to go shopping, actually.
So how does it work for you, then, when you're actually not only in front of the microphone, but in a boardroom, maybe making decisions about a record label? That must put a whole new meaning to the record industry for you.
Definitely. I think it's a matter of being able to have in the decisions that I want to make with my music, and not just the artistic level, but business-wise as well, which is something that you don't really get to have control over these days. And also being able to develop artists is something that I really was passionate about doing, so I decided to make it easier for myself with Nick Jonas and my manager.
Have you got any ideas about the first act you might sign?
I definitely have my eye on people. I don't know right now what we're going to do, but I think for the most part, I'm just focused on my own music.
Now, when you last came to the UK, it was last November when you were on tour with Enrique Iglesias, and I saw the show in Manchester, and I can't remember many times where I've been to a show where the support act gets a larger cheer from the audience than the main act. That must have felt weird for you.
Well, thank you. I have a lot of fun when I go out on stage, and my fans are really, really receptive and are always incredibly welcoming. So to be able to work with, to be able to tour with Enrique was awesome, and I was just really excited that he allowed me to share the stage with him.
The big thing for you must be the fact that you've been working with previous albums for quite a while now, and to have some new material to perform on stage must feel quite exciting. Are you excited to get out there and perform some of the new stuff too?
Totally. I think that's one of the main reasons why, you know, I look forward to making new albums is so that I can perform new music on stage.
I saw you on The Late Late Show with James Corden pretty recently. That looked fun, Demi, I have to say.
Yeah, he's really, really fun. We definitely had a good time shooting that.
I know you've done a load of pool parties in America. Hopefully you're coming to the UK quite soon. I'm not quite sure it won't be warm enough, Demi, in the UK for pool parties. You'll have to think of something else.
I'm kind of pool partied out right now, to be honest.
And when can we expect you in the UK? Is it soon?
Sometime very soon, yes.
Great stuff. And what about a tour? There must be a tour on the way. Will you come back to the UK for a tour possibly at some stage?
Definitely as soon as possible.